Radio. Good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to A Progressive Life, and I'm going to drag Dr. Feldman on kicking and screaming. How you doing, Dr. Feldman?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Yeah, Happy New Year 2022.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And everyone at WWGH.
Well, I will tell them all that. So what did you do for your birthday? Your birthday was a week ago.
Friday the 17th, yeah.
So
I went out with my son who lives with me. You know, we went out to dinner, and that was pretty much it.
Cool.
You know, but it was good, you know.
All right, now, I'm going to start right off the show, right off of reading. I read your blog yesterday, and your blog talked about student aid freeze. Tell me about that. Is that a good thing for Biden to do, is to freeze it? I think, when's he freezing it? Till next May or something like that?
Till next May, yes. And I honestly think they should forgive a lot of the student loans. They really should, because these kids are paying for 20, 30 years, and they can't buy homes, can't buy cars, can't have children. It's affecting an awful lot of people. I really believe that student loans, most of it, and maybe not all of it, should be certainly cut down a dramatic amount.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you, how does having student loan debt keep you from having children?
Well, because, my oldest son has student debt still, and he's in his 40s. He's paying like $700 a month. It's almost like a second mortgage. Not quite, but I'm saying it does make a difference. It's a big expense. And I've read that a lot of people are delaying having children or not having children because of that.
So
it's an expensive thing to have children, as you know.
So apparently it doesn't work better than condoms, but it works pretty good.
Yes.
Well, I was surprised when I read that.
It wasn't a blog entry. It was just a reaction to an entry.
I guess that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, and I don't ask you to answer here, but I've written you twice on Facebook Messenger and twice in email, and you haven't answered a question I had. So please, after the show, please be sure to answer it.
Well, you said that, and then I think last week you told me that, and I went and looked, and I couldn't find it, so I'll have to...
Well, I wrote you an email last week and then followed up on it, a personal question about your family. I don't want to discuss it online, you know, with you now.
I'm going to have to look
at it. Just curious about something, so I appreciate if you would do that, all right?
I may have, I don't know, sometimes I throw away stuff that... But I surely would have seen your name on it and not thrown it away. I'll look again. You know what happens when you get old.
No, that's not true. But one thing, before the new year begins, I would like to answer. I'm just curious.
Okay.
About something you said.
Well, I know what you're going to ask. You're going to ask, how did I ever get such a pretty wife?
No, actually, I wouldn't say that. It's rather the name. Well, I'm not going to, you know, the name of your wife, as you know, as far as her maiden name, interests me. So I wanted to have an answer to that.
And just, I know off the... off the cuff, I'll just tell you, her maiden name, Makovsky, is Czechoslovakian. So.
Czechoslovakian.
Yes, it's Czechoslovakian. Actually, it's, if you want to get more finite on it, inside Czechoslovakia was Bohemia. And
So what religion was that? That's the question. I'm saying it online. I didn't want to do
that's
that.
Okay.
But.
I'm guessing they were Catholic back then.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway. SKY usually means Jewish. That's why
really?
I was wondering.
Is that... that would
SKY
be
usually is a Jewish name. That's why I wrote to that, so now it's out. I was trying to get an answer for you in the last thing because I was curious when I saw the name, you know?
I will ask my wife if she knows anything about that.
Maybe she has an ancestry that she didn't tell you about or that she, you know, she may not have practiced it, but it sounds like a Jewish heritage, really.
Well, and apparently Grandpa Makovsky played the violin. Doesn't that automatically make you Jewish?
No, ask folks on about that.
No,
that was just a question. I wanted to answer, and it was hanging on its head hooks for more than a week.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry I brought it up that we actually discussed it, but I was just curious. The name struck my interest. And so really? S-A-Y?
If it ends with a Y, that's predominantly Jewish.
Yeah, I will not always, but that is a very common end of a Jewish name, yes.
That would, and you know,
so maybe the heritage in the background, you know, not necessarily herself, maybe people her ancestry were that.
Well, and that's an area that there were a lot of Jews in, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, in Middle Eastern.
And a lot of conversions might have occurred because of persecution.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Like Madeleine Albright was from Czechoslovakia. She didn't know until, 15, 20 years ago, she had a Jewish heritage.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know.
So
I'm just asking, that's the question I'm wondering about.
Now I'm wondering, and I'm going to, let's see, do I know anybody, yes.
In the background, like the grandparents, the great-grandparents on her side,
I know,
or other people, you know.
My father-in-law's sister is still alive, and I will check with her. That's a cool question.
The ancestry question is interesting, because I didn't expect that. I said, really? So when I saw the name, I was thinking it was that.
I would be so proud if I had Jewish heritage in my family. I would.
To her, yeah.
Well,
a lot of people actually have Jewish heritage. They don't realize it, so they do Ancestry.com or whatever. There's an awful lot of that, you know, including, get this, some people who are white supremacists discover, oh my God, they discover when they go back and look.
Oh, I'd love to see that happen. Oh, me. Well, you know, that's kind of interesting if you stop and think about it. All Christians come from a Jewish background.
I'm not supposed to say that.
I'm sorry.
But you're right.
You do know Jesus was a Jew, right?
Yes, of course. And Jesus would not approve of Joel Osteen and Franklin Graham and the way they peddle to make tons of money and to take advantage of people's emotions. It's terrible.
Well, you know, one of the major reasons why I first became an agnostic and then eventually was brave enough to call myself an atheist. But the first thing I saw was ministers like that professing to be Christians but not giving a flying whatever about other people. All they wanted to do is figure out how to make money at it. And that just annoyed the heck out of me. So.
Yes, and that goes on in all faiths, because there are people who are Muslim and Jewish and also Hindu and Buddhist who do the same thing,
Well, and then I became a much more critical thinker and started listening to people that talked about how having a religion doesn't mix with, you know, history and stuff like that. And that's why I became an atheist instead of just an agnostic.
It's the same with the Catholic Church and the abuse of children that's gone on in that church.
Oh.
So in all religions, you know, people take advantage of their authority figure role, you know.
One of my greatest friends and a gentleman that was my boss at DePaul University, he was the athletic director at DePaul, Father Bob, and Father Bob, he and his twin brother, it broke their hearts of all that sort of thing going on. Great-looking young men at the time, and probably could easily have married someone, but they decided that their religion was so important that they were going to stay celibate, and they just couldn't understand why people couldn't honor that celibacy. And, you know, it's not celibate if you're doing anything with anybody, so. Anyway.
Well, I don't think celibacy makes sense. That's the one thing.
I don't either.
I think the Catholic Church should not have that, but who am I to say?
Well, Father Bob and I talked about that many times. And back then, I was still considering myself a Methodist. And we talked about how can you be so foolish to think that that should be part of a religion. But he was the type of guy that could argue with you, and you felt like he understood your questions.
Well, I've had a couple of students who went into the priesthood, started to, and they backed out of it.
Is that right? Because
and they got married, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I have, unfortunately, and I'm not going to mention his name, but one of the very high-ranking Catholic priests at DePaul University, I know for a fact, went out with young women. And I saw it. Now, I didn't see what happened. But you got to think.
It's hypocrisy. Staying in politics or religion. Yeah. But there's tons of it.
We have, I think the entire world is run by hypocrisy right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shame, isn't it?
Oh. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, let's continue. Did you hear any of our discussions about who were... presidents that were...
Yes, of course I did.
Presidents who were...
Jimmy Carter, I will come to the defense of...
I liked you.
I think the image that Scott has is an outdated image of Jimmy Carter. Really.
Yeah, maybe. And I wish I had thought to say that to him, but I did not.
Yeah, because I wrote in 2019, Jimmy Carter's presidency contrasts sharply with Trump's. That's in October 2019. I pulled up the article.
Yeah.
And I pointed out so many things. Well, of course, now he's 97. He was then 95.
Right.
But I said he was elected with a majority of the popular vote. Trump now has lost the popular vote twice. He has the longest marriage in presidential history. Trump's been married 3 times. Carter's been very devout in his faith, and even left the Baptist, not the Baptist church, but the more right-wing Baptist church because of their hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And, of course, Trump claims he's never sinned. He said that back in 2015.
He did?
Yeah, he actually said that in 2015. On July 18, 2015, he claims in an interview with CNN, he has no need to pray or confess his sins. He believes he has never sinned. That's back then.
Oh, gee.
Can you believe that? And,
no.
Of course, Carter won the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump has undermined American diplomacy and ignored human rights concerns. He promoted strong relations with Latin America, the Panama Canal Treaty, promoted human rights, and Trump, on the other hand, insulted people from Latin America and all that, and embraced the right-wing government of Brazil. And Carter achieved the Middle East Camp David Accords, which I know Scott did mention. Trump, of course, associates with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Oh, my.
Which is very different. That was back in 19. Of course, we're getting worse with Khashoggi. And then Carter recognized the People's Republic of China. And Trump promoted a trade war with China. And he's the third best president, Carter, on the environment behind Theodore Roosevelt and Richard Nixon. Trump has the worst record on the environment, I think without any doubt, and Carter promoted the creation of the Health and Human Services Department, Education Department, Energy Department, and he and his wife have built housing for the poor through Habitat for Humanity. All Trump does is develop real estate, resorts and hotels, and even, as we know, charge the government for the hotel across the street from the White House.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So there.
And respected and honored as time has passed, and Trump... How can anybody really respect him? So I say historians of political scientists rate Carter higher, not in the top 10 or 20, no, but he will always rate higher than Trump.
Well, now, the transition between Carter and,
Reagan.
Reagan, yeah. Between the two.
Yeah, the coincidence about that being released on Inauguration Day, there is a lot of evidence, although people still try to deny it, that there was a deal made with the Iranian government by Reagan people to hold it off so that Carter couldn't claim credit.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't know whether there was any definite proof or it was just...
Well, there's proof, but it's denied by many, and it's hard to be 100% sure. I guess someday in the future, after everybody's dead and gone, they'll be able to go back after 70, 80 years, and they'll be able to find out for sure.
Yeah, hindsight is really 100%, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but Reagan, I think, is overrated in so many ways. And I think he's a good actor as president, but I don't think he was all that wonderful. He really wasn't. And he had a lot of scandals. Carter did not. And there's so many things. I know Reagan's rated higher, and I'm not going to say he should be rated lower, but I think he's overrated is what I'm saying, and Carter's underrated.
Well, I was never a fan of Reagan, I do think he did some good things. His speech
in 8 years, you're bound to do something.
Yeah,
good, yes.
His speech at the Berlin Wall kind of cemented him into greatness, I guess, or at least some people thinking he was great.
And also when the Challenger disaster took place.
Yes.
Yeah. What he had to say about that in 1986. Well, he was a good speech maker.
Yeah.
Of course, the speeches were not created by him, I don't think, but he was a good deliverer, and I think he got better as an actor, as president, than he was in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well,
Trump, how's that for a zinga?
Well, Trump had a problem. He couldn't read off the teleprompter
Trump
very well.
Horrible giving speeches. Yes.
But if he didn't read off the teleprompter, he said some really stupid stuff.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Because he had a better
writing. Reagan's a nice person overall, nice human being. I don't think there's any question. He comes across well. But also, he had called Medicare socialism. It was dangerous, and it would destroy America. You know, so and there are a lot of things that he stood for that the conservatives love. That is nothing to be proud of.
Okay, well, I guess we're telling them.
Yes.
All right. Well, we talked about the student loan freeze.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, do you think, and this is just a personal feeling, it does seem to me that I'm feeling Trump's influence diminishing amongst Republicans. Do you find that true, or am I...
Well, I see Alex Jones is criticizing him. He's a real wacko who should be in prison.
Yeah.
Who says because now he's talking about that you should get the vaccinations. He's not saying you must, but he thinks you should, and he mentioned that he does, or he did. And so did Bill O'Reilly. By the way, I wanted to mention, you would think there's no virus going around because I discovered going to a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, I realized nobody in there was wearing a mask, none of the workers. That's Chick-fil-A. I don't know if that's a general policy. Don't forget that's run by a company that is very, quote, Christian. They don't open on Sundays.
And that's why I don't go there.
Yeah.
I really don't. That's one of my atheistic...
Well, I don't like it, but I like their food. But now I'm having second thoughts because I thought, there's nobody in here. There's no restaurant I've ever been to where at least the employees did not wear masks. You can't control the customers.
Right.
Same with the supermarket. I mean, so I'm saying, why is it nobody is? I suddenly realized there's not one person in there. And I guess they all think they're superhuman. They can't get sick.
Well, God will save them.
So I'm really alienated. I'm not sure I'm going to go back to Chick-fil-A right now because of that. Because really, I'm annoyed,
My wife and I have, we've been in a Chick-fil-A once or twice, and then we found out their religious beliefs in the background, and we decided, they can have those beliefs. That's fine, but we don't have to give them money to further that. So we
also promote prejudice because they're extremely anti-gay.
Oh, are they? Oh,
yes, and these Christians who talk against gay, you don't have to agree. It's like I say, some people didn't even agree with the idea of blacks and whites or people of different races marrying until Loving v. Virginia made it constitutional. It shouldn't even have been an issue in the courts.
Yes.
But it's none of your damn business who somebody else marries or dates. That's the point.
I like to think of myself as a gay person. I'm very
well, yes,
happy.
We all are happy, hopefully, most of the time. But whether one is gay or not, I believe in human rights, and I do not like a religion that promotes that kind of thing, or that separates men from women like Orthodox Judaism does in the synagogue. I don't like that either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You bring up a sore point with me, human rights.
Yes.
What human rights do you have? You only have the human rights you think you have, and there are people around you that don't think you deserve those human rights.
I know.
It's just craziness. Now, I try to allow anybody... to think the way they want to as long as they're not hurting somebody else. And that's one of the reasons why I've insisted. I go to a grocery store where this one lady refuses to put her mask above her upper lip, and she almost chews on it. And I've asked the manager, would you please ask her to wear that? And he said, well, she says she doesn't believe in it. Well, she's working for you, so she better learn to believe in it.
It would fire her.
And I think he should, but, it's hard to get low-wage workers.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
And
selfishness, only about herself, not how she's affecting other people.
That's exactly what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and I were talking about that on the show earlier.
I heard that, yeah.
It's just selfishness. A lot of people think, I have the right to have freedom. Well, yes, you have the right to have freedom, but you can't yell fire in a theater and kill people.
Yeah.
So you can't not wear a mask.
That's why I was alienated by Chick-fil-A, that one store. I'm not sure they owed you that. But I wanted to say something, but what happened, we picked up food. I didn't plan to eat there. So I had the mask up, and we just picked up the food. We only were there a few minutes, but I was saying, wow, there's nobody in here with a mask.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's the first time I've seen any establishment where that's the case.
Well, do you wear a mask when you go through a drive-thru? My wife...
Actually, I don't go through drive-thrus.
Oh, okay.
But what I find funny is when people in the car alone driving and they have a mask up, that seems silly. Well, what is the point of that if you're alone?
Well, my wife wants me to put a mask on before I get the food through a drive-thru, because quite often those people don't have a mask on. And
now, I don't do the drive-thru, but I guess to that maybe. But I've seen people driving on the road that have a mask all the way up, and there's nobody with them.
Well, that's because they forgot to pull it down.
It's just funny, though.
Well, you know,
extremes, one extreme or the other.
I now wear a KN95 mask, which when I first started wearing them, I thought, oh, I'm really getting old. I can't breathe through this thing, but it doesn't take too long to
increase. Well, I don't have one of those, but for my class, I wear them. I have to wear the mask because a lot of them don't, and it can't be mandated.
Yeah.
There's a lovely governor who doesn't believe in protection of people. He's just trying to promote his own candidacy, but he's not going anywhere. I don't think he is, and neither is Trump. I think Trump's going to be indicted in 2022 in New York, Georgia, and D.C., and all three prosecutors that are going after him happen to be, African-Americans, which I think is glorious.
That'll be one to hang your hat on, I think.
Yes, I really think he will be indicted more than once.
I hope so.
Doesn't mean he'll be convicted, but that will make him, it's already screaming and yelling. He's furious lately. You know, like he said to the governor of Alaska, he endorses him unless the governor backs Lisa Murkowski for the Senate.
Yeah, that's...
I would say if I was the governor, go, you know what, the sixth letter of the alphabet. That's what I would have the governor say to Trump. Yeah. He shouldn't decide he's not going to endorse Lisa Murkowski, who is the best Republican in the Senate, and I declared her one of the heroes of the year. I really think she is.
Cool. Well, now, I believe, though, that Trump's influence is diminishing somewhat.
Yes.
Slowly, but somewhat diminishing.
And a lot of the people he's endorsing in primaries, like Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, and they got Herschel Walker in Georgia, they're horrendous. And if they're the nominee, they're not going to win. I don't think. I hope they don't win anyway.
They're celebrities, and he probably endorses them because he knows their name.
Dr. Oz, oh my God, what a horrible person in his background.
He?
Really, when you investigate, you know, he's been a TV star, but that doesn't make him necessarily good, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true. And
he's not even a Pennsylvania resident. He lives in New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, his son or somebody claims he lives at their house, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. What is happening with the... It used to be that people in Congress had kind of unwritten rules that you don't talk badly about anybody else in Congress.
Yeah, they lost their decorum.
What is going on with that?
Unbelievable, yes.
Why do they feel that they can do that? I guess it's
because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know people say both sides are. Not to the same degree. I do not see even the squad, as they call the people on the left in the Democratic Party, going and attacking the right-wing women and men in the Republican Party. They react to what they've done. But think about who have been the ones that have been saying and promoting outrageous anime videos and all that. It's Republicans.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying the Democrats are clueless or that they're innocent, but honestly, they're reacting more. They're not provoking.
Right.
I don't see it.
And I watch for Democrats to make mistakes because I am a Democrat. I watch, and if you make a mistake, I'm going to remember that.
Yes.
But it seems like no Republicans ever remember the mistakes and the rotten things that their own people have done.
Kevin McCarthy is running scared because he wants to be Speaker, and he's going to be challenged by Jim Jordan and maybe others, and so he's lost all credibility, and I don't think he's going to be the Speaker even if they gain control, but unfortunately, if he's not, it could be for somebody worse than him, like Jim Jordan.
And those of us who are from Ohio know from what you speak.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I will say this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez may annoy people.
Yeah.
I don't think she can be compared to Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene, though. Really not. She doesn't go out of her way to insult. She speaks her mind, and she's outspoken, but she's not crude and rude like they are.
Right, and she's really quite bright.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
And they make fun of her. They said she was a bartender. She was a college student, so she was a bartender for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
She almost has real credentials. I think she graduated cum laude or something like that.
Yeah, I think
it's not like it's just a bartender. But interesting. So they're making fun of a bartender. How about a lot of their followers are bartenders or people blue collar work? I guess I'll call it, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a bartender.
Yes.
I know many I love.
So I mean, it's just again, the Democrats are not innocent, but you cannot equate them as being equal, and they're insulting as Republicans. Well, I'm sorry. Now we look at the facts.
Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene or Boebert that has a GED and no other education?
I think Boebert is the one. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be a bartender with a high school education than having to take a GED. And there's nothing wrong with taking the GED.
No.
For my friends who have done that, I applaud you for your desire and your willingness to go through that again. But I don't know. I just didn't understand how a person with that weak an educational background.
I wrote the 10 leading heroes of the year 2021 in American politics, and I said,
give us a
order.
Give us a hint on that. Tell us about it.
When one looks back at the year 2021, the following 10 individuals, a very selective list, certainly not inclusive, stand out as heroes. People upheld American democracy, the Constitution, and the rule of law. We will begin with Republicans who demonstrated their statesmanship and courage. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. The following Democrats also stand out for their statesmanship and courage. Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi of California, Congressman Adam Schiff of California, who, by the way, I think you may remember that Trump called him Schitt, S-C-H-I-T-T, rather than Schiff. That's crude and unnecessary.
Of course.
But he was making fun of him. And Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who lost his son to a suicide and yet was involved in an impeachment inquiry. Supreme Court Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Senator was spoken up about the Supreme Court, what they're about to do on abortion, it looks like, how horrendous it is. It's like a stench, as she says. Senator Missouri Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Yes. I like all of your choices.
Yeah, and I think Cheney and Kinzinger and Murkowski are to be honored for the way they've conducted themselves.
I'm trying to think of another Republican that I might throw into that group. Is there one more that you might...
Well, there is a whole group. I mean, I guess you could argue that Mitt Romney at times is unpredictable. And there are a total of 10 House Republicans besides Kinzinger and Cheney who voted to impeach Trump, but they did not join the January 6th committee. This Anthony Gonzalez, who played football, is from Ohio.
Right,
he's resigning. And now resigning, he's not going to run again because of this.
Yep.
And there's also...
there are a lot of them that are
there's
not
a group of them. Not as well known, but yeah. So
Okay.
I picked the ones that are the most noticed, you know.
Okay. I like your list. I would go along with all of those.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan is getting a little heat lately because...
A little?
Well, yeah. And I think he deserves every bit of that heat. But he's kind of... He plays dirty. I think people are got to learn how to fight dirty back. I don't know. I don't know if he will get reelected. I think he will, but I'm hoping not. I'm supporting a guy running against...
I think some of these people in Congress, you know, the House particularly, need to be indicted for their activities.
Yeah,
really.
I do too. And have we ever found out whether, in fact, he gave people a tour of the Capitol building the day before the riot?
Well, there were some, but I don't think we know for sure which ones yet, but that's why the January 6th committee is busy at work, and they're doing the work that needs to be done.
Right.
I wanted to mention, I'm going to be publishing tomorrow, the 10 leading villains in politics.
Oh, that'll be good.
And unfortunately, they're all Republicans, and it's hard to choose, but I picked Ted Cruz of Texas, Rand Paul of Kentucky, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, John Kennedy of Louisiana, not the Kennedy family, the same name, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, all the senators, and then added Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, and Louie Gohmert from the House.
Nobody can disagree with that. Well, surely the Republicans would disagree with that.
And Rand Paul just claimed that by trying to register more people, he made some kind of stupid statement that the Democrats are committing crimes, that are trying to promote more registration, and, you know, and I don't know, he's such a nut, Rand Paul. How could anybody back him, you know? I just don't get it.
And he's a doctor.
An ophthalmologist, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But he's not registered by the National Association. He didn't want to join it.
Is that right?
So, of course, he has to practice now. But can you imagine going to somebody who's not in the national group that gives endorsements or gives recognition? And his father, I still say, I had students who loved Ron Paul. He's still around. He's not in Congress. He's like 86. Uh-huh. I've never understood. And, of course, Ron Paul was indeed running as a candidate promoting anti-Semitism 30 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
On a minor party, yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
they don't answer that, though.
It just seems so odd, all the different positions that Rand Paul is taking. You know, he's taking a position against Dr. Faust.
Fauci, yes.
I'm sorry. And Dr. Fauci is doing nothing other than trying to tell the American public what the best choices are. He isn't saying you have to do this.
And he's not perfect. You know, it's a thing that we're learning more and more as time goes on. But we have people going after Dr. Fauci, making puppets of him and ridiculing him. Now, that's comedy, I guess you can do anything about it. But to me, it's lack of respect for a person who is an expert and has done such good deeds for 40 years. I think he's a hero.
I think he is, too. And I think he could be on one of your lists of heroes.
Except he's not directly in politics.
No,
that's
he's
what
not.
I was doing. But you're right. Actually, I think he should have been possibly the Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Well, there was talk of that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how close he got, but there was talk about that.
The same with Ernest Goodman, that particular Capitol Hill police officer.
Yes.
Who got the crowd to leave. They were near the Senate chamber.
Yeah.
And he saved Mitt Romney specifically because of that. The time, because if they had seen Mitt Romney, I think Mitt Romney would have been a statistic.
And he saved Pence. Pence was in that group that was going down the hallway when he was chasing. He really didn't chase them. He kind of lured them the other direction, didn't he?
Yes.
He was pretty shrewd about the way he did that.
Yeah, and yet we have people who were against giving gold medals to those people. They were Republicans who voted against it. Can you believe that?
How silly. And that's
Clinton,
silly.
Jordan, one of them.
Yes.
Whole group of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know what what's right now falling into the bailiwick of the Republican Party is to criticize the current administration for the inflation, and also now they're criticizing him for the Omicron virus. It's his fault that the Omicron virus popped up.
Ridiculous. Now, as far as inflation, it's worldwide. It's not just here.
Right.
And I remind people, under Reagan, we had horrible inflation in the early 80s.
Yep.
It could happen under any president, any time. And it's because of this, of the two-year pandemic that has caused shortages and, you know, of all kinds of items, and that's what's helped to promote inflation.
Right.
But it would have been so if Trump had been in now.
It's also the greed of our corporations.
Oh, my God.
Defunct.
You and I agree on that 100%.
I mean, they want the money. I mean, they could get by easily. There is no reason why bacon should have gone up $2 a pound, at least in our area.
What is that? What went up?
Bacon.
$2 a pound?
It went from $5 a pound to $7 and change a pound.
I haven't noticed that.
Well,
yeah, wow.
And I shouldn't eat it anyway, so I've kind of put that on my back burner.
Well, we don't have much of it. I do buy bacon, but it's still generally around the same price the last time I bought it.
Oh, well, it went up here, and the reason why is because they could. And I walked down the street to a different grocery store, and it's still $5. So somebody's being greedy.
So I would not go to the store that charges higher.
Well, it happens to be the national chain Walmart.
I just want to tell you, I do not I really have, in a long time, I've not gone to Walmart. I just don't like Walmart, you know.
Well,
and they're the wealthiest family in the country, and I don't want to enrich them anymore, so I don't, you know, I don't go to Walmart. Oh, my God, that is outrageous.
Yeah. Well, we go there because it's close and because every place else around that is a lot more expensive. You know, Kroger's is a lot more expensive than Walmart.
But Bacon's are higher than Kroger's.
Yeah, they are right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess, in theory, if you have time to do selective shopping, buy some items there and some items at Kroger, you know.
Well, we found that, we go to Save-A-Lot a lot, and they're pretty inexpensive. They're a lot cheaper than anybody else in town.
Oh.
But also we found that Aldi's is fairly inexpensive. And
yes,
so we're going to start shopping
Aldi's,
there.
Yes.
And this is not, I'm not paid to endorse these places. This is just something I've heard. But the thing that this means to me is if there's one place that can sell so much cheaper than another place, somebody's in it for the, I mean, they're more than just being capitalistic. They're raping you of your money.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised because Walmart always had the image of being lower priced.
Yes, they did. And so did, remember Kmart? So did they. Now they're out of business. But
yeah, one thing about Walmart is they used to have people greeting you when you came to the store. They don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, at ours they do.
But not here. I know from years ago when I went there, there was nobody there. But
well, this is just, I think just because of Christmas, and the person that greets you usually has funny little ears on that waggle at you, and you know, Christmas stuff. But
that's funny.
I don't, you know, I was in business a long time.
What kind of business were you in?
I was owned a sporting goods store for 5 years.
For 5 years?
Yeah. But,
oh, wow. Well, you have some interesting life stories. You should do your autobiography.
I have. I just haven't sold it.
Maybe tape it, even saying it, you know?
It's 176 pages long, as a matter of
fact. Wow. I mean, it'd be interesting if you wanted to have to share it.
No, well, it's too dirty to
Oh, stop.
Well, that's what I keep telling my son. And my son is a writer.
And what kind of a face does he make?
Crazy. Now, he's written 10 books, my eldest son, and they're all sci-fi, you know, that, you know, like Star Wars type stuff. And I asked him if he'd read my autobiography, and he started to read it, and he called me and said, "Dad, I can't read any more of this. I don't want to know about you and those girls."
Well, it sounds like you've got such a very light story that it would be interesting, you know?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, but I'm not sure anybody else would.
Well, I would say I'm interested.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be $500. Just
That's so funny.
I'm sorry. Okay, so we've lost decorum. We're going to pot. How are we going to save ourselves? What can we do to make sure that we don't lose little d democracy?
Well, the Washington Post has been talking about the big political questions of 2022, I see, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hopeful they will get much of the social infrastructure legislation, Built Back Better, through. And maybe there'll be a couple of Republicans like Murkowski who'll help them with that when the vote comes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful because, you know, and also the filibuster needs to be changed.
Yep.
And I think the Supreme Court needs to have 4 people added.
Well, I'd like to see that, but I don't think that'll happen when hell gets frozen, I think.
They could do it in theory if they could get 1 or 2 Republicans to back them on it. I don't know if that will happen, but, you know, Murkowski's been elected as an independent before. I think she would not necessarily worry about that. I think, you know, I could see her possibly joining in, but I don't know.
Well, I would like to see somebody from the Republican Party use their own brains rather than McConnell's brain.
And on voting rights, they all voted for it in 06 when Bush was in office to an extension. Now none of them want to support it. I still like to believe when the push comes to shove on the John Lewis bill and the other bill, that we'll get a couple of Republicans that'll go along on the idea of doing it without having to have 60 votes.
Do you think we'll ever? Do you think?
By the way, that brings up Harry Reid.
Sure.
Yeah. A great man.
Just passed away.
Hard to like as an individual. I never cared for him personally.
Yeah.
But he was very effective, I think.
He was effective. Absolutely. Yeah. And.
But not the most likable person. Like, he hung up on people, I read.
Did he really? Well, he was kind of an old curmudgeon.
Yes.
Yeah. Which isn't always bad.
No. He did get Obamacare through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need curmudgeons to critical thinkers. You know, we need people to be critical when they're thinking about making laws and making rules and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. The woman he married, we met at 15, was Jewish. She converted to be a Mormon, like he converted to be a Mormon. But her family didn't want him dating her because she wasn't Jewish. I thought
that was funny.
But it ended up they got married. They were married 62 plus years. Imagine that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, my dad always cautioned me about marrying a Catholic because I'd have to raise my children as Catholic. Now, he didn't say I couldn't marry one, but he cautioned me, if you want your kids to be raised as Catholic, you go ahead and marry a Catholic woman. I never had a girlfriend that was Catholic, but I did have a girlfriend that was Jewish.
Oh.
And he loved her to death.
Did our family have an issue with it?
No, none at all.
Yeah, only Orthodox Jews would have that.
I was so lucky to be brought up by who I was brought up. They were so liberal and so wonderful and so caring of the rest of the world. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Religion should not divide people. It should unite.
Should not.
You can have different views, but you can still, you know, accept each other.
Absolutely. And I've told one of our pastors that does a show here on the radio station, I said, I love the fact that you are so comfortable with your religion. It's good for you. It's good for me that you're comfortable with it.
Yes.
And, you know, I like that.
Yeah, be sure to ask your wife and write me a response about...
I will.
...about the ethnicity background, the religious background. Because I'm curious now, because, again, Madeleine Albright was Czechoslovakian, did not know she had Jewish ancestry.
Well, that's so cool.
Now,
I would
maybe
love
not her
to have...
generation, but further back, you know.
I know that Grandpa Makovsky and Grandma Makovsky were Methodists, so...
But were they born that way, or did they convert?
I don't know that,
safety?
Yeah.
That's
I don't know that, yeah. I don't. And I will
ask. People convert over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. Well, we're down to the final minute. Do you got anything we got to say before we leave for next week?
Well, I just want to wish everybody in the listening audience a happy new year. And
absolutely.
Hopefully it'll be a better new year. And again, all of WWGH. And hopefully democracy will survive because I'm really worried about that.
I am too. Really worried about it. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Feynman. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Which is next year.
Yeah, it is. It'll be
January
2022. Yeah.
Happy new year again. And I'll look forward to your response, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Dr. Feynman. Great guy. We have a great time with Dr. Feynman on the air, and he always tells it the way he believes. And some people don't like that, but that's all right. I like it, so that's why we have him on all the time. Hey, I hope you have a good New Year's, in case you're not listening to it in my show tomorrow. Tomorrow we will have James Anderson on, so join us. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican President